This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I need some help from you guys. I rarely ask for help, but I got a little problem. Scratched the car. And I really want to know if toothpaste works. How can I fix this? Because, so, all right, my husband and I are equals. Right? We act like we are a team. We're completely equal, no stereotypes where, you know, women are bad drivers and better cooks and things like that. Not in my family, right? Because I'm horrible at cooking and I'm horrible at driving. Why is that? Why are women more inclined to scratch and dent the car? I know why for me. I can't speak for all women. For me, it's because my first car was a Chevy Chevette that was used and it was already dented and scratched. And I got, you know, things to see people do. I'm a busy girl. I gotta get moving. I can't, you know, if I can't fit into a parking place, I'm gonna make it fit. It was a Chevy Chevette. How big a parking place do I need? And I'm on the run. So if I bang something into a pole, what's the big deal? It's a used car. So most of my cars were used. And guys are, you know, so much more protective of their cars. So maybe that's why they seem to get into maybe less accidents. I don't know if that's true. I think men get into accidents just as often as anybody else. I don't think it's really gender specific. But I know for me, I'm not always thinking about the car. I'm thinking about, you know, I gotta get home, thinking about the kids, I'm thinking about something else. So it might just be that our minds are on something else. So yesterday I had to race home because RBLX stock, one of my ex-students who's a resident told me that I need to invest in it because it's going IPO. So I need to race home, right, so I can log in, and because it's not on my app on my phone because my phone got overrun with lack of memory. So I was racing home, and I hit the freezer. We have a freezer in the garage, and I don't care about that because I've hit it before. But what happened today was, as I was racing out of the house again, because I was checking the stock market and all that, I slammed the passenger side into my son's Jeep that was parked next to it. Now, I don't get the car door opening issue, because if you open it to one level, it'll snap back. But if you hit a level, it'll stick. And there's two of those with the car. They're like catches. I don't know what it's called. You guys might know better. So you open up a car and you could hit it to one level or another level. So if I have a lot of groceries or I got to get my big tush into the car, I got to do the wide level. But if I just have to throw my purse in, I do the mini level. Well, for some reason, the car today just spun out to that second level and smacked it to my son's Jeep. Now, my son's Jeep was my Jeep from 10 years ago. So it's already scratched. So I don't even think that's already scratched up, because I kind of, you know, messed that car up myself. Son doesn't care. He got a free car. I had to get my own car. I had to work Jack in the Box. I had to pay for a used Chevy Chevette that had no air conditioning. So I don't even want to hear it. His Jeep has air conditioning. So what if it has a scratch on it? But the problem is my car, you know, my husband actually inspects. I mean, who looks at the car? And there's a big scratch on it now, all right? Not to mention what happened when I hit the freezer. Plus, I think the freezer's broken. So, I don't know what to do, so I'm looking it up. I'm like, oh my gosh, what do I do for scratch? All right? Because I have red nail polish, because my car's red. So I'm like, I could use red nail polish, but I don't think it's going to match. And somebody said, no, you don't paint over a scratch. You got to fix the scratch. So I looked it up, and it looks like you use toothpaste. I'm not sure what you do with the toothpaste. I barely use toothpaste correctly on my teeth. But apparently, I think you brush the scratch out with toothpaste, and then you, because I guess there's layers, like with skin. I need to approach it like a doctor. Okay, when you cut yourself, right, you got the epidermis, you got the dermis, you got the sub-Q layer, and you know, you got the subcutaneous fat, and so, you know, and then after that, you got fascia and muscle. So I have to evaluate, and then I have to put things together, and you know, sometimes you have, your paint is three layers lower than you think. And the white might be, it's white, but I don't understand why it's white, because my son's Jeep is black. So there should be black all over my car. I don't know. I don't understand what the paint. So anyway, I'm going to go home and use a toothbrush. Sorry. And if you guys could teach me how I'm supposed to get this out, because I got to do it before Corey sees, because he's not going to be happy. And, you know, it's interesting, because, you know, here we are in our marriage where, you know, we should be equal. I mean, you know, I shouldn't fear my husband, but he doesn't take scratches on the car that well. You know, and then the other problem is it's going to reinforce the stereotype he has about me, that I can't drive, and I get into multiple accidents, and I get multiple speeding tickets, and I can't take care of a car, and I don't, you know, I'm not, you know, loyal to the car, and I'm not protective of the car, and I should protect the car like I would anything else that's of worth. We don't really have a lot of things of worth in the house, so I mean, except my medical antiques. You treat the medical antiques nicer than the car. Well, I'm not driving the medical antiques. I'm not in a hurry. I'm not trying to run and get groceries and run and pick up my prescription Vagifem at the pharmacy that's going to expire if I don't get it. And I'm not running here and there, you know, with my medical antiques. So that's like the argument we have. But I I'm not afraid of him. He's not going to yell at me too bad. He's not going to, but he's going to give me this look. Like, I am so inferior because I can't. So how do you tell your husband you scratch a car? Do I go, oh, honey, your car is so nice, but the car I got looks like was defective. And you gave me a car that kind of already had a scratch on it. Or what I've done for years is say a rock must bounce and hit the car. A rock must bounce and hit the car. And then he'll go and inspect. You know, he doesn't go, okay. He's like, he runs out. It's like everything stops because he's got to run out and examine what happened to the car. So I can blame it on rock. The problem is it doesn't look like a rock. I mean, it looks like I banged into something. So I don't know. And I can't do that. Oh, honey, you're so handsome. I can't do that anymore. He's sick of me. So I don't know. I'm in trouble, people. Give me some advice. How do you tell a man you mess with the car? 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 1-800-485-4242 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 485-42. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 485-42. Text tech to 485-42.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry, my nose, I have to sneeze, but I don't want to sneeze on air, huh? Oh, no. Well, I thought I had to sneeze, and I guess the sneeze didn't come. All right, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So apparently we are told that 1 year ago today, the World Health Organization had called coronavirus a pandemic. I was expecting them to call it a little sooner. We spoke about that, the differences between epidemic and pandemic. And pandemic kind of connotes that you can't control it. Epidemic means you could probably isolate and try to control. Pandemic means it's already out there and widespread, multiple countries. So apparently this day last year was when the World Health Organization called the coronavirus pandemic the pandemic. So it's your birthday. It's happy birthday, I guess. Yay. Not so yay. It's been a year. It's been a long, long year. And we've had, unfortunately, a transformation of the world, our country, our constitutional rights, our health, just completely turned upside down. The way we approach education, the way we approach medicine, the way we approach business. And I don't need to recap on it all, but, you know, the in-person learning, right, you know, got completely thrown out the window in multiple school districts, and kids had to be kind of chained to a screen. In terms of work and retail and restaurants, everything was anti-volume, so you had to be anti-customer. You had to have less customer service, not let them see a smile because you had a mask, keep them distanced, no handshaking, keep people apart, have less people come into the store, have people stand outside in the heat or cold so they can't come into the building. Everything we learned in business to not do, we did. Everything we learned about the environment. Well, you want to recycle. You know, you don't want to have to use disposable. You don't want to idle in your car. You don't want to waste paper. Instead, all we did was go to paper, plastic. We've been spraying disinfectants, and that stuff's been going into the air. So everything we thought we were doing from an environmental front, again, we flipped. Medicine. I was taught medicine, you need to examine the patient. You need to have your hands on that patient. Okay? It's not just about the history, it's about the physical. And you need to examine them. All of a sudden, we're doing medicine over the phone. And it's okay. It works. So we've just transformed. Not okay in most scenarios, but it's okay from a society perspective. So we've transformed so much of how we've done our life. And even how we live. Right? You're supposed to not obstruct your airway. We never want your airway obstructed. And what have we done for the past year? Obstruct our airway by putting masks, facial coverings on. Yes, we've been trying to avoid a virus. We've been trying to protect ourselves from pathogens, but again, it's counterintuitive. So here we are at the year mark. According to Worldometers, we've had 118 million COVID cases that were counted. Obviously, there's more, but people haven't been getting tested, you know, using telemedicine or not wanting to get tested. Our death toll is at 2.6 million. This is very striking for any pandemic to see 2.6 million people die. Yes, there's some debate if some of these people died from other issues that also tested positive for COVID. But right now, the death toll is at about 2.6 million. We've had, though, 94 million recover. We've had some pretty good statistics where 99.6%+ of people survive this thing. Now, that's good. What have we done? What have we done that's positive? Well, all right, we learned that our hospital system is really lacking in terms of having enough hospital beds. We learned that we are not prepared for a pandemic. We learned that we are going to have more hospital beds, have to have more medical providers. We're going to have more PPE. Right, so we've kind of learned from it, and now we're starting to make moves to make sure that hospitals have PPE and the stimulus package. A part of the money is going to that, a small part, but at least hospitals will hopefully get some money, and states will get some money to provide that for hospitals. We've also come up with antibody treatments, Eli Lilly, Regeneron, to help fight COVID, which was fantastic. We came up with vaccines. I mean, within a year's time, we came up with mRNA and DNA and protein derivative vaccines, within a year, we're able to test many of these. We're able to get a safety profile. We're able to start launching them by the end of December. That blows my mind at the speed. I do not want to use the term Operation Warp Speed, but it was at warp speed. Now, I don't like using that term because it makes people a little antsy when it comes to, you know, vaccine efficacy and safety data, but we were able to produce that pretty quickly. We were able to figure out how to switch to a bunker down mode for part of the population if we had to. We figured out how to enhance delivery systems. drive-through, keeping people away from others. Because I got to tell you, one thing that bothered me this whole time, all this last decade, was Ebola. Ebola scares me. Maybe it's because I saw that Dustin Hoffman movie years ago when I was in medical school. But, in Cuba Gooding Jr., I was like, that's scary if Ebola comes and starts to kill people. So, and then Contagion, I think, was a kind of a reproduction of that, not so much a sequel. But I'm like, we're not prepared. So this COVID was kind of a dry run. You know, the World Health Organization said that wasn't the syndrome X that they were talking, or that the disease X they were talking about. Right? They predicted that there was going to be a disease X that we weren't prepared for. Then they go, nah, that wasn't it. There's going to be a worse one. So I like the fact that companies know how to switch to online. Right? People can still work. Kids can still at least have school. Doctors can still at least administer care. You know, even though we still had a huge amount of the population that still had to be out there and susceptible and vulnerable because they had to work. But, we've had some clusters. We've had a lot of clusters, like what happened in New York with the nursing homes. We had some clusters in terms of economies, had to completely shut down. Did it really have to shut down for a disease that only hurt 99% or that only hurt a 0.00, less than 1% of the population? Did we have to kill industries and destroy people's careers and have a large portion of the population really dependent on government money right now and have people lose their health insurance? We did some major clusters. And unfortunately, I think a lot of public officials are going to go, yes, see, we had to lock down. We had to do this. And so unfortunately, some people are going to be, and by the way, we still are in lockdown mode in multiple counties across the United States. And there's going to be another surge. So there, I think, was some narcissism. I think there was some overreaching in terms of power. And hopefully, God forbid it ever happens again, but if we do have another pandemic, I hope there's going to be a little bit more checks and balance. But and we also lost a lot of public trust because they weren't convinced that they had to become poor and their life dream and their careers had to be destroyed over this virus. You lost people. Especially when certain governors were out there having dinner in French restaurants with a whole bunch of people in California. I'm not going to mention any particular governor. That makes people losing. But what's very interesting is you're going to see this term called Generation C. Now, I wrote a book on Generation Alpha. Small book, easy read, great book. But because the Generation Alpha are the kids born past 2010. 2010 to 2025 is going to be the Generation Alpha. They're going to come up with a new name. Just Alpha for now is kind of a fill-in name. Just like we have before them, the Gen Zs, the Millennials, the Gen Xs, which is me, and the Baby Boomers, and then the Traditionalists. But we have this generation that Israel has coined, and we're going to start seeing it in the media a lot more, called Gen Cs. Now, Generation Cs are the coronavirus generation. And they say those are kids born after 2016. So it does blend with Generation Alpha. But Gen Cs, which I had written in my book, Gen Alpha is going to be basically, transforming because of coronavirus. But the term Gen C are these kids that at the young age of 4, when they're really learning about society and learning how to develop and learning identity and learning certain behaviors, have had to be thrown in virtual learning, masks, not being able to see grandma, not being able to hug grandpa, to keep distances, to not play like we used to play. I growing up in Arizona, we always had to do square dancing. And some square dances were fun, some weren't, because I didn't like the boy I had to hold hands with. But if I did like the boy, I loved it. Yeah, it was fun. But the kids aren't doing activities such as that, sports. So it'll be interesting to see how this Gen C evolves. And I'm kind of working on a little story on that. But, here we are at the year mark and definitely some learning lessons. But we also did a lot right. And I think more people could have died. And we did some things right. And, big shout out to those who got that vaccine out and going and are still continuing to do so. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House passed a $1.9 trillion stimulus plan with more pork than coronavirus relief on Wednesday. In fact, only 9% of the money is for coronavirus items. The bill does extend unemployment benefits through Labor Day and raises them by $300 a week. The pandemic aid legislation also offers a tax break up to $10,200 of unemployment benefits for individuals. It's $20,400 for married couples in 2020. More than 18 million Americans were collecting benefits as of mid-February 2021, according to the Labor Department. A female aide alleges New York Governor Andrew Cuomo aggressively groped her in a sexual manner after she was summoned to the governor's mansion last year to help Cuomo with phone troubles. They were alone in his private residence. He shut the door when the assault occurred. The unidentified woman is the sixth accuser of Cuomo's alleged sexual harassment. We are USA Radio News. The state of Alaska has announced anyone who wants a COVID-19 vaccine can get one today. Looking to the future, most Americans will be able to get one by the end of May. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The White House announced Wednesday that the federal government was ordering another 100 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine in a move to help meet the goal of having enough vaccines for anyone who wants one by the end of May. Dr. Scott Gottlieb believes that will help get 100 million Americans vaccinated by early April. The former commissioner of the FDA tells CNBC that the hard part going forward will be drumming up demand after supply increases.
Yeah, I think that the supply is increasing quickly, and I think the bigger issue is going to be demand pretty soon. We're going to have more supply than demand. After we work off the really intense demand that we're seeing right now, particularly from older Americans, I think we're going to see demand start to drop off. We'll get 100 million Americans vaccinated probably by early April. We'll probably get to 125, maybe 150 million Americans vaccinated, but beyond that, it's going to be difficult, and I think we will need to stimulate demand.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So the president must have heard, you know, or they must have had a little buzzing in the ear. What happens when you hear people talking about you and then you all of a sudden, you know, decide to make a move and they're like, okay, well, he must have listened or something. But President Biden is going to have a press conference, going to hold a press conference, which I think is appropriate. It's time. As I said, if I was a Democratic strategist and I was an advisor to Biden, the rumors are just too rampant that he cannot hold a press conference, that he's not well enough, that he doesn't, you know, have the stamina. And so people are also very, very concerned that he might not be in charge, that he is being a poster child or a puppet. And so we're being told that Joe Biden will hold his first primetime address as president tonight. This is hitting the one-year mark of most coronavirus lockdowns. And we are being told that Americans, most of them, will be able to get a vaccine by May. So he bought more shots. The pharmaceutical companies have been producing them over time. They're beginning to get delivered. We're seeing the rollouts become very well streamlined, and we're making some moves. I mean, he might as well take a victory lap. I think a lot of credit does go to President Trump as well, but Biden does get some credit, and he should be able to take this moment. The problem is he going to be able to handle questions? And thus far, many people in the media have been hushed and herded out like cattle when it's been time to ask him questions. And he's offered to answer questions, and then unfortunately, either it hasn't gone well because he'll make a gaffe, or he will unfortunately maybe say something wrong. So this is, you know, this is what I've been saying. You know, whether you're Republican, Democrat, you always want your president to do well, because if you really are an American, it's America first. And as a physician, I want to know that the health of the country is a priority. And so I believe some decisions that some prior presidents have made regarding the health of the country were ill-advised and ill-conceived. And I think some moves that were made, I'm not going to mention Obamacare, but things similar to a big law like that might have caused people to become underinsured or lack access or not be able to see a provider because their deductible was now super high. And so, you know, you want your president to succeed. I know that it's really difficult when you vote for one that loses and you are hoping that your side could win, and in order for that to happen, the politicians have to say, you see he messed up, you see he messed up. And there's a lot of back and forth as to if Biden's successes in terms of the coronavirus vaccine rollout are due to Trump or due to him. I'm going to give them both credit. I don't care. I'm going to give them both credit. Right, that's not for me as a doctor to decide who gets more credit. I just want to make sure people have access to the vaccine. I want to see COVID go away. It's probably not. We're seeing some surges in other countries. But I want to see us make a movement, and what I really want to see is the country open back up and learn how to live with this virus and have extra hospitals and extra medical centers so we can have people taken care of if we do have more surges, such that we don't have to force restaurants and bars and games and movie theaters and salons to have to close down again. And so I also don't want there to be any terrorist attacks. You've heard a lot of buzz and a lot of chatter that our guard is down, that as we're opening up the border, as people are seeing Biden not in a very, you know, leadership arena, you know, and on TV and on film, and, you know, he looks a little bit more weak, he looks more feeble, and his critics are saying that there's going to be people taking advantage. And so I'm an American, America first. I want to make sure that people who want to do bad to America fear our leaders, fear what will happen. I mean, back in World War II days, you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. You abduct one American, we are bringing the rain. That's the approach we need to have. No, well, you know what? I know you took one of our Americans. Can you please bring them back? Can you please, if at all your country has abducted one of our Americans claiming they're a spy and you don't let them go, we bring the rain. That's, I think, the approach we have to have. And we have to have the president appear as, look, guys, you know, I don't care about Democrat, Republican ideology. All right, I'm here now. I'm not going to be worrying about my own skin and my own reelection or the reelection of Democrats or Republicans. I am here to fix what needs to be fixed. We have to get the economy opened up. We have to get, you know, coronavirus out of our lives, or if it is going to be with our lives, not an alpha to us. We're going to be alpha, and we're going to kick this thing. But we're just not getting that. And, you know, maybe we will tonight. I don't know. People are very, very skeptical. And so I worry a little bit because I need our president to look strong. So here we are at the year mark. And we are looking at, from a vaccine standpoint, huge. We are having, thank God, access like we never have. I think people are in Alaska. They're already saying, look, guys, you can open up. Anybody who wants a vaccine can get one. We're starting to see younger people get the vaccine. We're starting to see more essential workers. We're starting to see teachers get the vaccine. I spoke to a teacher the other day who was already back at school. She's like, yep, both her shots before school opened, people, they are on it. These health departments are on it. We're getting the shipments in. Maybe we'll get a glut. We have Eli Lilly having a drug that could combat it. We're hearing some good news with the Pfizer COVID vaccine. The Pfizer COVID vaccine may handle the variants, you know, but we're also wary. As I've said, what we're seeing in other countries are spikes. We're seeing a spike in Russia. Russia has reported, as of today, another 459 deaths, 9,200 new cases. The UK has another 181 deaths, USA 83 deaths in the last few hours. Italy, 373. We're seeing a surge with them. But Mexico, I'm watching like a hawk because Mexico is to the south of us and people are coming in from Mexico now that border restrictions are being loosened. Mexico has had another 699 deaths, 6,600 total cases. Their death toll is almost at 200,000. So their population, if I can put this into perspective, they have 129 million to our 332 million. So that's basically a little bit over a third. Our death toll is 542,000. Mexico's death toll is about 200,000. So Mexico should be leveling off if we've been seeing all the good data about things leveling off. But unfortunately, they're not. I'm starting to see some spikes. I think a lot of us are. So when you look at, I like to look at worldometers because it shows what's going on in countries around the world. And mind you, we have to, like Venezuela. Is Venezuela being completely open about their cases? But we're being told that there's spikes. So our job as Americans is to make sure that if we've made progress, we keep that progress. Unfortunately, that might include travel bans. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you all for tuning in. One 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel as Organ Dials, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Michael wants to know, how does he get his doctor to do telemedicine? His doctor won't. Okay, I don't know how you can make your doctor do, it's really hard to make a doctor do anything. Have you ever tried to make a doctor, right, see you on time? Have you ever tried that? You know, I'm very obliging. But I remember a patient tried to make me feel guilty that I was running behind because I had a medical emergency in the next room. And she had to wait for me to stabilize and address the medical emergency and have the paramedics come. And I walked into that room and I was like, no, you're not even going to go there. No, how can I help you? And she shut up pretty quick. And, so it was still my patient for years. But I think she has never seen that look on my face where, no. I am not going to get a tongue lashing. I'm here now. If I'm going to be tongue lashed, I'm just going to walk out of the room. Not going to happen. I gave her that kind of a look, and she stopped mid-sentence, and we moved forward from there. So it's really, really difficult to try to whip your doctor to doing what you want them to do. How many of you have tried to make your doctor not order your colonoscopy? Yeah, how did that go? So, yeah, now you got a colonoscopy. So, if your doctor does not provide telemedicine visits, there are multiple platforms. I don't ever want to take anybody away from their doctor because the relationship you have with your medical provider is golden. That is so enhancing of your medical experience that we never want that to be disrupted. But there's telemedicine platforms to fill in the gaps. And so the gaps that are out there are those who have lost their doctor. Their doctor quit after this whole COVID thing and trying to get staff to come back in. And, and staff's like, no, I still fear COVID, or I don't want to, come back, or, I'm still getting unemployment, or, a lot of doctors are like, this, fine. If we're going to have less staff, then we'll take care of some of our patients online. You have some people who, like I said, the doctors have said, I was going to retire. If Obamacare didn't kill me, this did. We're done. Practice done. You have others that said, want to know what? I'm going to close my practice. It just costs too much. Overhead is 60-70%, and I'll work for somebody. You want to hire me? I'll see some of your patients a few days a week. And then I get to go home. I don't have to worry about staff. I don't have to worry about billing. Just pay me for seeing the patients and I go home. So a lot of doctors have also changed some of the way they've done their practice. Then you have had others that have done concierge. Now, some of you have asked me about the concierge setups. The concierge setups are where that doctor promises to have very few patients in compared to many of these other mills that are out there. And you are paying extra for more time. Your visit with that doctor could be about an hour long. Doctor might provide many of the things you need in office, like they'll do your x-ray or your EKG or your blood test and have it all covered. Many of them will still, if you have insurance, use that if they have to order an MRI or things they can't do. They might give you their cell phone number. But you have more TLC. Now, there's a lot of people out there saying, I'm not going to pay for that. I should have had TLC anyway. Doctors are supposed to be putting, the customer is always right. We lost the TLC. Once HMOs came into play and Obamacare and their, doctors being paid by one insurance company $2.42, and it all depends on if the patient has a copay or not, on how much you get paid. Doctors like, look, we can't live on $2.42. I can't pay my malpractice and my workers' comp. Remember, we talked about the overhead crisis that we have. So there's some doctors saying, look, I want to go back to the way the medicine needed to be. Medicine was. Medicine in the older days, before you had to have computers, before you had to have billing software, before you had all these rules and all these regulations and ICD-10 codes and all that, you saw the patient, you had a chart, you gave them some medicine. You didn't have to worry about lawsuits. You didn't have to worry about, you didn't have to spend $50,000 a year on additional insurance, sometimes $100,000 a year extra on insurance. So if the patient paid you $20, that was good money back then. But, you know, I even had said back in the early 2000s, if I didn't have all the overhead and I made $25 a patient visit, I would be very comfortable. But no. You have licensing. You have, you know, not only your boards, you have your state license, you have your business license, you have your state, you know, it's just too much. So it gets expensive. So some doctors are trying to go back to old school, but they have to charge more because they still have all those expenses. So some will charge you $1,500 a year, some will charge you $1,000 a year, some might charge you $100 or $200 a month, some might charge you $2,500 a year. It all depends on who you have. Many have asked if I'll do that, and they'll come to me as a doctor. I haven't done that because I've always been, my ideal patient demographic has been ER urgent care, where if you need something done, I don't care if you have money or not, I want to fix you. So for my practice model, I want to be able to, whatever you need, I could just go in and fix. And the VIP model is more, you manage my long-term issues and let me call you and let me, problem is I'm on air, so I can't. If I'm on air, that gets priority, unfortunately. You know, so for me, I've been doing telemedicine. And so telemedicine is where I am hired by a few companies and I see their patients over the phone, give them care, and then if I have to log off, I log off because I might have to deal with the kids or whatever. So it gives me a lot of freedom. It's not as lucrative as when I had my practice, but actually it, before all the changes. But you know what? I'm happy. So for those of you that want your doctor to be able to be accessible by phone, some of them will. Some of them might have a means because, you know, we've all had to kind of revamp the way we've done medicine, and I think the doctor that becomes more flexible and changes with the times is going to be more successful. So I think many doctors are starting to move towards some telemedicine platforms. But under Trump and hopefully continued under Biden, the doctors get paid to do it. See, I used to never get paid for a phone call. You could bill for it, but insurance wouldn't pay. There was that, so all my phone calls were for free. So we also have to kind of retrain doctors that you will get paid. But, you know, for those of us old school doctors, we'd spend hours. I would be in the office till 10 o'clock at night, from 6 to 10 at night, calling patients and giving free care over the phone. You can't do that. So a lot of us doctors that were kind of, you know, traumatized by losing hours away from our family doing free care, even though we always have done free care, and you know, but you can only do so much before it really starts to wear on you, you got to kind of retrain them going, look, you can bill for it, you can get paid. And so there are ways for these doctors to still be able to make their bills and still be able to see their families by providing phone care. But realize that blood pressure management should not be done solely over the phone. Somebody better check your heart, check your eyes, check your kidneys, do some blood tests. Check that your blood pressure machine is working. The same thing with sugar. I had a woman call up on telemedicine saying her blood sugar hadn't budged after she ate two meals and snacks, and her blood sugar didn't budge. And I'm like, maybe your machine is off. So what I used to do is in my office, check their machine with mine. And if I saw their machine was off, I can't then trust their numbers over the phone. I got a call from somebody who was stabbed with a knife. You got to go in and get seen. You're going to have to get sewn up, a tetanus shot, things like that. But talk to your doctor. And then if not, like I said, there are companies out there that can bridge the gap. But make sure you still follow up with your doctor for your physicals and all the in-person stuff. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.